Once a month in our Rambam Sephardi Jewish community in Borum Wood, we hold a cooking event open to children age 12 and above, as well as to adults. It's run by Deneen, a vivacious mother of three who loves cooking passionately. Held in her kitchen, the volunteers cook up a two-course sumptuous vegetarian meal for about 40 people. But they don't eat it. The food is distributed to a shelter in town the following day. Personally, my cooking skills are limited to making omelets and opening a box of cereal, so for me the experience was limited to chopping vegetables or spreading on toppings at the end. But what impresses me about Deneen is her infectious energy and immense patience with her volunteer cooks. It's not just her enthusiasm for cooking that she imparts, it's her belief in the importance of what we're doing. In the Torah, there's a concept called Shemitah, or sabbatical year. One way Shemitah is observed is that every 7 years in the land of Israel, farmers are obliged to give their fields a break. Literally, they let them lie fallow and not cultivate them. During this time, farmers also give up personal ownership of their fields, meaning whatever produce grows on its own is considered communal property, free for anyone to take. Let's be honest. It takes enormous trust to observe Shemitah, to believe that God will provide even though we're not working the land. But it also takes enormous heart and generosity of spirit to open up and reach out to those less fortunate and share the food you've worked hard to produce. It's almost a year since we began hosting our volunteer cooking club, but as well as benefiting the recipients, the impact it's had on volunteers has been just as significant. Putting effort into something we give away undoubtedly has a positive benefit. As we chop and peel, sauté and stir, there's plenty of opportunity to think about what we can make, give, and share.